KMOX is mapping the geospatial sector.
Geospatial science is being deployed to help child victims of human trafficking. I spoke with Abby Stilianu, assistant professor of computer science at St. Louis University and a fellow of the Taylor Geospatial Institute, about her work.
Victims of human trafficking and child sexual abuse are often photographed in hotel rooms. It's not the only place that it happens, but it's one of the most common. And identifying the locations where they're being photographed is really key to the investigations to try and rescue those victims or build a case against their traffickers. For example, if you can prove that somebody was trafficked in Missouri and Illinois, it's like they were photographed in a hotel in Missouri and a hotel in Illinois, that becomes a federal crime rather than a state crime. That is more significant. You have now the federal bureaucracy able to help investigate them. You can put people away in jail for longer. And so it's really important to be able to prove where these victims have been. And that turns out to also be a really interesting and challenging computer vision problem. So computer vision is my research area. It involves sort of understanding things about images and videos using, you know, computer algorithms, computer software and algorithms, machine learning models. So in particular, I work on building very large data sets of images of hotel rooms. And then using machine learning models, specifically deep learning, which is sort of a subfield of machine learning, to learn the patterns that make a particular hotel look like it's that hotel. And so then we work with the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children to build image search tools so that when they have a picture of a victim that appears to be photographed in a hotel room, they can plug that into our system and find other images that look similar so that they can then see, okay, well, did that picture come from the same hotel? Does it come from that same hotel chain? What city does it look like it was in? And they can use that to help in their investigation. So we've been really lucky. For the last 6 years, I've been working with the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. We know that they're using our tool that we've been building in numerous investigations. It's been able to actually help rescue victims and recover them from child sexual abuse cases. I feel really lucky that I get to sort of think about the real world use cases of machine learning and how we can use it to do some good in the world. And this is one concrete application to help combat human trafficking.
Now, this is something that investigators probably used to have to pore over themselves, looking at all the details with the human eye. How much does this speed up this process?
Significantly. The origin of this project actually is that we work with a group of women who organize conferences at its NICS conference and committee planning. They had this vision to build a database of hotel room images for investigators, and it's because they travel so much organizing conferences, they were able to help law enforcement on these cases. They just recognized hotels. They said, oh, yeah, that's this particular Marriott, or that's this chain. And so they had this idea to build a database of images that was like them. And so I saw this actually in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and I reached out to them and said, hey, this is an amazing idea. How can we work with you to actually make a computer vision backend to this? Make it so that it's not just a database that an investigator is going to look through. That will already speed things up. They're not having to go to Google and try and do a reverse image search that doesn't work well. They're not trying to like pour through Expedia travel pictures. Instead, you have it all organized in one place. That's great. Let's actually make it even better than that. Let's make it so that they can search it automatically. And they were super excited. And so we've done a couple things. One is we built a mobile application called Traffic Cam, TraffickCam, that is available on Apple and Android devices, that when anyone travels, anyone, not law enforcement, just anybody who travels, they can take pictures of their hotel room to help combat human trafficking. Those images then pour into our database. We train our machine learning models on that, and then those feed into the investigative tool that is deployed at the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. So we had this idea, we presented them, let's build this app. We got funding originally, this was when I was a graduate student at Washington University here in St. Louis. We got funding from the Congregation of the Sisters of St. Joseph, an organization of nuns who help run health insurance companies. So they have funding that they're then able to support philanthropic efforts like this to build the first version of this whole system. And we did, and it works, and it significantly speeds up the investigations because now you're not having to manually trawl through these things. It's not perfect, right? There, if we haven't seen a hotel room, we can't recognize it. So if anyone is thinking about, like, what can I do to help in human trafficking, child sexual abuse cases, download TrafficCam, submit images when you travel. It's the single biggest thing that makes our system better. If we haven't seen a hotel, we can't recognize it. And then my research here at St. Louis University focuses on, if we have a huge database of images, how can we make search systems better? Right now I'm working with a collaborator, Nathan Jacobs at Washington University in St. Louis, on building text-guided image retrieval tools. Right now the system works by, if you have a picture, you can plug it in and find similar pictures. One of the things we heard from the analysts at the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children is they don't always have a picture. Sometimes they're talking with a victim who says, like, I remember that there was a green wall and that I walked 5 minutes from a Walmart to get there. How can we actually build geospatially driven search systems to support cases like that? So I'm really excited to be working with Dr. Jacobs on that particular variant of the problem. One of the things I feel really lucky about is getting to work at this intersection of, like, really cutting edge machine learning research and also doing a little bit of good, trying to help people. That's something that's really key to the mission here at SLU. We focus on sort of bettering humanity and helping the most challenged in our society, and I feel really lucky to be able to do that. Okay. So I have a fantastic student, Prinavi Kaluju, who is helping me to do research on this text-guided image retrieval piece. She's actually an undergrad here at SLU. So one of the things we're really excited to do is get undergraduate students involved in our research in computer science and machine learning. She's been working with me for about a year now, and she's doing some really, really cutting-edge stuff on how you can train what are called vision language models. So these are models where you have a model that understands text, and you have a model that understands images, and they're aligned to each other in some way. And so these models exist. That, you know, when we think about, like, ChatGPT, so the company that makes ChatGPT created a model called Clip that is one of these vision language models. And it's amazing. Like, you can use this, and you can say a picture of a dog, and it will find you just a bunch of pictures of dogs. It doesn't work super well if what you describe is, like, a picture with a hotel room with a red striped carpet and a green couch, and there's a crayon mark on the wall. So what Prinavi is doing is working on building data sets that actually make those models better. When we train our machine learning algorithms on them, we refine those models on this data set that she's building, they do way better on this task. So it's really, really fun getting to work with undergraduates on that. I'm working to recruit her to stick around with us longer because she's a rock star.
That is St. Louis University Professor Abby Stylianou.